This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Africa PR shift, why visibility metrics are dead. Africa's PR revolution. Stop counting clips, start building strategy. What happened? For decades, African businesses measured their PR success by one thing: how many times they appeared in the press. Serif PR, operating out of Nigeria, is challenging that model. The firm has built its reputation around outcomes-focused communications, treating strategy as the product rather than media placement. This shift reflects a broader maturation happening across the continent's communications industry. The communication angle. Here is what makes this story worth dissecting. Serif PR did not just change their service offering. They changed their argument. That is a fundamentally different communication move, and most firms never figure out the distinction. For 30 years, African PR operated on a visibility logic. More mentions equals more value. It was easy to sell because it was easy to measure. Clients could count headlines. Agencies could package clippings. Everyone felt productive. The problem is that visibility without purpose is just noise with a price tag. 100 media mentions that do not change buyer behavior, investor confidence, or public trust are not a PR win. They are expensive wallpaper. What Serif did, whether they framed it this way or not, is reposition the entire conversation. They moved from outputs to outcomes. This is one of the hardest communication pivots any professional services firm can make because it asks clients to care about things that are harder to see. Changing how a stakeholder thinks. Building a reputation over 18 months that makes a crisis survivable. Getting ahead of a narrative before it becomes a problem. None of that fits neatly on a clippings report, but all of it matters far more. The technique at work here is reframing the client's definition of success before the engagement even starts. That is not a sales trick. It is honest communication strategy. You can't serve someone well if they are measuring the wrong thing. The smart move is to name the right measurement up front, defend it clearly, and walk away from clients who refuse to accept it. That takes confidence. Most agencies do not have it. Serif appears to. The broader lesson for Africa's communications market is this: the continent's business environment is sophisticated enough now to demand real strategy. Investors, regulators, and consumers are not impressed by coverage volume. They respond to coherent, consistent narratives that reflect actual organizational behavior. PR, as ignores that reality, is not just ineffective. It is a liability. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on reframing conversations gives you a framework for shifting the other person's success criteria before they lock in on the wrong ones. It covers how to introduce a new measurement standard in a way that feels clarifying rather than confrontational, which is the exact skill Serif had to deploy to move clients away from a clippings first mindset. Getting someone to change what they value is harder than getting them to change what they do. That chapter shows you how. The takeaway. Before your next client meeting or internal communications review, write down the one business outcome you actually need to move. Not increase visibility. Not generate buzz. Something specific, shorten the sales cycle, change the narrative among one key audience, or protect the brand during a specific risk window. Then build your communications plan backwards from that outcome. If a tactic does not connect to that outcome, cut it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.